Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, good morning. This is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show, coming to you from the Autozeum, Long Island's teaching museum, a fine, upstanding place. You can check them out at autozeum.org. I'm Chris Switzer, manning the board and keeping the knowledge rolling here, the automotive knowledge rolling for you. And it's a good show, jam-packed show we have going for you today. Talking cars, talking shop. And taking your mail, your email from the mailbag. We'll be doing that too as well coming up later on this hour. But first of all, I just wanted to bring up, I own a 15-year-old Nissan Pathfinder that is slowly rotting away, but it still runs like a trooper, and I still appreciate it greatly, especially when I can load it up with stuff and the back doesn't fall off it because of the rot on the chassis. But we're still keeping our fingers crossed, and hopefully one day we'll get that welder out and start bending some metal and tacking it up. But right now, that's not the main concern. The main concern is a pinging issue that I had recently. It was pinging. Just driving along on a first warm day we had in May, I noticed that going up a slight incline, I was getting a little bit of a purr coming from the engine on load. So I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe I got bad gas. And I know you know when you say that, you know when you say bad gas, you know that's a complete fallacy. There is no bad gas anymore. I don't know who keeps perpetuating this, probably me. But that was the thing I was thinking of. I'm like, all right, maybe it's bad gas. But it wasn't. And the pinging got worse. It got worse the less I used it. The less I used the Pathfinder, the more it got worse when it did, when I was eventually using it. I used to use it on a daily basis. Now I use it on basically a weekly basis. I only use it on the weekends. And I noticed that every weekend I was using it, the pinging was getting worse and worse. It started out, I would have to dump it from fifth into fourth, and the pinging would go away. Then I realized that on some trips on a two-lane road, I'd be in third gear, fourth gear, I should say, and then I would have to dump it down to third again just to alleviate the pressure and kind of get the engine to rev higher to remove the pinging. Recently, it was so bad that it actually pinged in reverse. Backing up, it was pinging. And I'm like, I can't deal with this. And of course, you go to the websites, you go to the forums, and you take a look at what they're saying. And basically what they're saying is, oh, you have to use 91 octane gas. And I'm thinking, I've been putting salad oil in this thing for as long as I can remember. So then, of course, they're saying things like, well, it's carbon buildup. You have carbon buildup. Well, you know, for crying out loud, I don't think there's carbon buildup in there. And then, well, maybe it's your plugs. Well, and just to step back to the carbon buildup, I've actually cleaned. I had the fuel injectors cleaned last year. I cleaned the upper intake manifold when I had the whole silly thing apart when I was doing those. I had to do the rear gaskets, some coolant gaskets in the back of the motor, and I literally had to take the whole front of the whole top of the motor to get to the back of it. Which was a job I would not recommend at all, but I had to do it anyway. So all of that stuff was fairly cleaned, fairly clean. I was able to see in there and see the, once I had the intake manifold off, I looked at the lifters and the valves, and the valves looked fine. So I know it wasn't a carbon thing. So now I'm thinking, all right, now they're talking carbon. And then now that they're, after the carbon buildup and after the 91 octane, what the heck else was there? Oh, right, seafoam. Right, there was the seafoam thing. That was it. A lot of these forums were giving advice saying that you must use the seafoam or the Chevron Tecron, the carb cleaner, not the carb cleaner, the fuel injector cleaner, throw that in there. And shake it up like a big cocktail and spit it through your car and with the 91 octane, and that should alleviate the problem. It were those things. And I'm realizing that that's really not the case. If I'm running it on 87 regular and I've been running it that way for the last 7 years, why all of a sudden I have to do this? Why all of a sudden do I have to change 91 octane and run it with that? So be that as it may, I didn't do that. And then there was this one time where the car was pinging, the truck was pinging, and all of a sudden it stopped and it was running fine. And I couldn't figure that out. I'm like, wait a minute. You were just pinging like a son of a gun and now you're running fine. So I go, of course, check for codes, looking for codes. Is there anything popping up? Nope, nothing. Nothing's popping up. All the ECM's completely free of codes. So now I'm looking at the performance of things like the mass airflow sensor. That, I was reading, could be a culprit. But, of course, it's a culprit when you get a check engine light. And there are tests for it. So there's a way you can test it with a voltmeter. I chose to test it with one of my scanners and plug in the scanner, start it up, get some live data. And as I'm feeding gas, I'm watching the measurement of the mass airflow sensor increase as I'm increasing fuel, as I'm revving the engine higher. I'm noticing the number go up on the screen. And then once I let go and drop it down to idle, I'm noticing the number going down correspondingly. So that seems to be working. So I'm thinking, well, maybe it's not that, but I still can't figure it out at this point. So I'm reading more forums, and there was one individual that said, don't fool yourself. It's the mass airflow sensor. It's just weak. It's not broken, it's just weak, yet it's still operating to the point where it's not going to trip a check engine light. And I'm thinking, maybe I'm in the same situation. I'm getting this pinging, I'm not getting a check engine light. It could be the mass airflow sensor. So here I am thinking, I have to call them. I have to call them now. Now you know who them is. Them, I say it with great disdain, is an auto parts store that's in the Brooklyn area here. That has got to be the strangest, most bizarre auto parts store on the face of the earth. It's rude. It's crude. You will always end up with some sort of story. And if you're not careful, you may end up with a disease or something. Because this place is like no other. And it's one of those joints, and I'm not going to mention the name. I would never in a million years want to give this place any undue press. But, and I have on the local show. We have Motormouth Radio Local, and you can hear it on motormouthradio.com. Out of sheer frustration, I've mentioned the name of the auto parts store there on the local show. I don't choose to mention it here, so I'm not going to. But it is one of those places that, well, let's put it this way. You've been to auto parts stores. You've been to chain stores that I'm sure you've gotten bad service. You've been to chain stores or any sort of auto parts store where they've never had the part. You had to order it. You've been to those type of places. This place is worse. It's really, it is truly an exercise in frustration. How about that? That's the way it is. And I'll describe it to you in detail when we come back from the break. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the Autoseum, where I'm sitting right now. It's Long Island Teaching Museum. I'm sitting amongst a whole bevy of movie cars. I'm looking at James Bond's Austin Martin. It's right over there. I'm looking at Herbie the Love Bug is right there. The Monkey Mobile is within a stone's throw. And of course, the flagship of the fleet, there's the Batmobile. The original Batmobile, not those other alleged Batmobiles. This is the original one. This is the real one, as far as I'm concerned. It's the real one. And it's right here at the Autoseum. And the reason why there are movie cars here is it's here to like churn up the passion and to make you create, make you want to create, because that's what they do here. It's a teaching museum, and there are some of the classes that just can't be beat here. I mean, there are customizing classes. If you want to learn how to customize with paint, you know, do customizing paint jobs, you can learn it here at the Autoseum. If you want to learn how to customize with plastics and metal, you could learn it here at the Autoseum. So check them out, autoseum.org. Please, go there now. Go take a look. I'm Chris Switzer. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll talk about the craziest, wackiest auto parts store in Brooklyn, New York, on the East Coast. I hold this store up to any other store and tell you this is the craziest, wackiest one, and I'm sure I will not be beat. You come back, we'll be here. This is Motor Mouth Radio. Keep it where you got it.
No college degree and mid-career? Make a choice that can make a difference with the ITT Technical Institute near you. ITT Tech helps students develop skills and knowledge to pursue careers in promising fields. At ITT Tech, we offer programs of study including information technology, electronics technology, drafting and design, business, nursing, and the growing field of health sciences. To find out more about ITT Tech for yourself, just call 800-770-5440. That's 800-770-5440. Now, reduce the cost of education with the ITT Tech Opportunity Scholarship. We've always believed pursuing an education is a sound investment. And now, with the ITT Tech Scholarship, education could be in your future. 800-770-5440. Credits are not likely to transfer. For more information about all programs of study, occupations, on-time graduation rate, and median loan debt of students, placement rates, and other important info, please visit programinfo.itt-tech.edu. ITT Tech. Education for the future. 800-770-5440.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-711-9813 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-711-9813 to take your call now. Call 800-711-9813. That's 800-711-9813. Again, 800-711-9813.
No college degree and mid-career? Make a choice that can make a difference with the ITT Technical Institute near you. ITT Tech helps students develop skills and knowledge to pursue careers in promising fields. At ITT Tech, we offer programs of study including information technology, electronics technology, drafting and design, business, nursing, and the growing field of health sciences. To find out more about ITT Tech for yourself, just call 800-770-5440. That's 800-770-5440. Now, reduce the cost of education with the ITT Tech Opportunity Scholarship. We've always believed pursuing an education is a sound investment. And now, with the ITT Tech Scholarship, education could be in your future. 800-770-5440.
Creditor Obligation Transfer. For more information about all programs of study, occupations, on-time graduation rate, and median loan debt of students, placement rates, and other important info, please visit programinfo.itt-tech.edu.
ITT Tech. Education for the future. 800-770-5440.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Motormouth Radio, you lucky dogs. I'm Chris Switzer, coming to you from the Autozeum, Long Island's teaching museum. And when we last left, I was having a pinging issue with my Pathfinder. And you know you can't have pinging in your engine because that's like a hammer. That's just hammering down on your pistons, and it's really wreaks havoc. It's not really a lot of fun. It can cause a lot of engine damage. So it's best to get a problem like this fixed right away, and that's what I was intending to do, but I had to go to that auto parts store. Now, the first thing you have to do is you have to call them. You have to find out if the part is there. So you pick up the phone, you call them, and now they answer the phone like this. La. I swear to you, that's how they answer it. La. I'm like, did you just drop? Are you breathing on the other end of the phone? Ha. And I'm like, all right. I need a mass airflow sensor, an 01 Pathfinder. Huh? You alone? You what company you affiliate with? Just a guy calling. That's all I'm doing. Huh? All right. You wait. All of a sudden he comes back and goes, I got it. Okay. How much is it? I can't tell you. You can't tell me? No, I can't tell you. You got to come to the store to get a price. You got to be kidding me. All right, you got it, right? Yeah, okay. All right. So I hang up the phone with them. So I take a walk over to the store. And then that's probably the only good thing about the store is that it's within walking distance of where I am. Now, you walk up to the store, and all it is just a brick building with a door. And you know you're in trouble when you see the sign above the door says drivers wanted. And that sign has never been taken down. There's always drivers wanted. And I'm thinking, this store must be a round robin of just drivers. It's a factory that just churns out parts. That's all it does. And you walk into the store, and literally from the door, from the front door, you walk three steps and you're at the counter. Now, mind you, what's on your side of the counter is nothing. There's nothing there. There's nothing you could pick up and hold and purchase and put it down. No. There's nothing like that. Everything is on the other side of the counter. Whereupon, it looks like the stock exchange. There are desks and phones. Lots of phones. And lots of phones ringing. And lots of men screaming orders at each other back and forth. And lots of paper flying. It's that type of store. It almost looks like they're running numbers out of the store. It's just crazy. And you have to reach out and grab someone for service because you could stand at that counter until you're old and not one person behind there, not one of those 30 chuckleheads are going to say, can I help you? Not one. You have to yell out your order at the first person you lock eyes with. Have you ever heard of such a thing? This happens all the time. So I have to go, oh, you, I need a mass airflow sensor, O1 Pathfinder. You have it? And the guy says, yeah, we got it. But you need it with the housing? I said, no, I don't need the housing. I just need the sensor. Oh, we have the one with the housing here. You need just the sensor. We're going to have to order it. You just told me you have it. And you have it with the housing. So take it out of the housing and sell me that one. And then order the one and put it in the housing. No, can't do that. They give you the parts guy stare. You've seen the parts guy stare, have you? I hope you have. If you drive something strange, I drive a Triumph TR6. It is a strange car because there's a lot of guys under the age of 40 years old that do not know what the heck it is. So when you walk into any sort of chain store and you walk up to the shirt and you say to him, I need an oil filter for a Triumph TR6, he gives you the parts guy stare. But anyway. So this is what happened. You get the parts guy stare. Okay, you can order it. Yeah, you can order it. All right, when is it going to be here? It's 3 o'clock now. When can I have it? You can have it around 5. Okay. Then he tells me, he's all proud of himself, we have a shuttle going to our other store. We have a shuttle. I'm like, big deal. You got a shuttle. Can you go now? Can the shuttle be here within 10 minutes? No, the shuttle takes 2 hours. I'm not impressed. So I go back home and wait patiently for my mass airflow sensor to show up. Now, mind you, I don't know if this is going to fix the car or not. I'm taking a lucky guess because of what I was reading, what I'm determining. And that's the joy of the forums online. You can read them, but with a certain amount of common sense and sometimes with a certain amount of roll of the dice, maybe you can solve your problem. But I'm like, is it worth the money? Oh, mind you, it was $123, I think it was. And I'm like, is it worth the money? All right. So 5 o'clock rolls around. I run back there. I walk in. Now, mind you, here's how it works. The guy says, you got cash? You got cash. You better have cash. Because if you have a card, I gotta charge your tax. I'm like, oh, so you want cash. Ain't that right? Your cash would work. Thankfully, I had it. Because I know this place. They give me the same speech all the time. So, okay, give him the cash. I give the guy the cash. He goes away. Now, mind you, he blends into this crowd of people. And I'm thinking to myself, I just have no money. And no part. And now he's gone. Literally into the crowd. I don't know where he goes. He kind of blends right in. And then he comes back out. Thankfully, he had the part in his hand. And he had my change. And took my part. And I went home. And mind you, the reason why I'm telling you all this is because this is the worst auto parts store that always has the part. It always has the part. So I've come to realize that I would much rather go to hell to get the part than go to one of those nice, shiny, spiffy sort of chain stores where they'll always tell you that it's going to take a week to get the part, whatever you're ordering. If it's a Christmas tree air freshener, they're going to tell you it's going to be a week. So when we come back, we'll get to the bottom of this Pathfinder pinging issue. But first, the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour, drivers that picked up a nail in their tires. You hear that clicking while you're on the road? Well, guess what, Bunky? It's not a rock. Stick around. We got a lot more coming your way. Coming to you from the AutoZM, I'm Chris Switzer. This is Motormouth Radio. Hold on.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Please call 1-800-423-3054 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-423-3054. 1-800-423-3054. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-423-3054.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
biztalkradio.com.
Hi, welcome back to Motormouth Radio. I'm Chris Switzer. We're coming to you from the Autozeum, Long Island's Teaching Museum. And before we come up with the solution to the Pathfinder, just want to let you know that we have the Motormouth Radio mailbag. It's coming your way, and you can have your question answered if you just write us at motormouthradio@hotmail.com. My crack team and I will be glad to answer any and all of your automotive needs and dreams. That's what we're here for. But just let me let you know that the Pathfinder, I installed the mass airflow sensor in the Pathfinder after buying it from hell by the craziest, wackiest auto parts store on the face of the earth, those crazy guys. But anyway, I was able to pick it up. I put it in, and wouldn't you know it, hit it right on the head, fired right up, took it out, down the driveway, and out onto the street, drove it around. It was fine. So, yeah, it was the mass airflow sensor. It wasn't weak enough to trip a code, but it was weak enough to make the engine ping. And so I was able to do it. And mind you, I actually cleaned it first just to make sure. I cleaned the old mass airflow sensor first. Didn't solve the problem. And then I installed the new one. And that was eventually what did it. So yeah, sometimes it's a chance, it's a shot in the dark, and sometimes it's good old common sense and knowledge that will make you solve the problem. But let's get to the Motormouth Radio mailbag. Answer your questions at motormouthradio@hotmail.com. First one comes from Nick from Twin Falls, Idaho. He says he's been doing some upgrades on his 69 Nova during the winter, and the car has not been started for 7 months. He's concerned by what he has heard about gas going bad. And he asks, how can I test the gas to find out if it has turned bad before I start the engine? That's his question. Well, my answer is, aside from doing a chemical analysis, which I don't think is very practical, there really is no way other than your nose. Just smell it. Just smell the gas, basically. That's all you do. Just put your nose in there, and if you get a little varnishy type of smell, then you know that it's bad. But sometimes with something like 7 month gas, 7 months old, if you're rebuilding the engine or something like that, or just if it's a car that you care for and pretty much cherish, then I would probably just play it safe and dump the tank and fill it with fresh gas, and then you know. Thanks for the question. Hey, you know, we're going to stick with the smokiness here with the smells. And I got a question from Lee, who is in Oklahoma. And he said he recently purchased a Lincoln with a leather interior that has a problem with cigarette smoke. It seems that the previous owner smoked like a chimney, and he wants to get the smell out before he can put his wife in the vehicle. He says he's tried steam cleaning the carpets with a Sears Shark steam cleaner, and he used OxyClean on the carpet and the plastics. And he would like to clean the headliner, but if necessarily, he may just replace the headliner. And he wants to know if I have any suggestions to getting smoke out. Wow. Cigarette smoke is one of those smells that just flatly refuses to go away. I really have I'm really at wit's end myself. I have a Honda Accord that I bought, I'd say, about 2.5 years ago. It still smells like cigarette smoke. Mind you, I didn't do anything, but it still smells like cigarette smoke. And I just haven't had a chance to get in there. Other than literally replacing the interior, because it gets in the foam. It's just one of those things. But other than replacing the interior, I can't think of one chemical. Like, you can use some home remedies if you wanted to. Like, you can leave some vinegar out. If you leave some white vinegar in the car and leave it exposed, like in a bowl for a couple of days, that may work. You can take ground up coffee, put the ground up coffee in cups, and leave that lying around while the car's not moving. And that may help. But I'm thinking of, I've used 409 on the dash or a fantastic. Sometimes you have to fantastic with something like fantastic. You just have to make sure that it's not going to melt the plastic. But I've used things like that on industrial cleaners. I've used Aftaline on the carpets, and sometimes it's just so soaked in. The nicotine is just so soaked in that it's really, really, it's an uphill battle. My biggest suggestion, Lee, is just to experiment. And because sometimes when you have a problem like this, when you have a problem that is just so baffling or so overwhelming, sometimes it's good to just make an experiment out of it. Okay, now let's see what works. You know, when you have a problem with the car where you hear a noise, And you say, you don't know what the noise is. Sometimes you have to wait for that noise to get worse before you're able to identify it. One of my favorites is when something goes horribly wrong and now you have, there's no way to heal it. And the best way to describe something like that is I had an old Ford wagon that had just a regular standard 302 V8. And it used to burn a bit of oil. And I thought, I'm not going to take the engine apart on this thing. It's not worth it. Let's step into Mr. Wizard's laboratory. And that's what I did. I went and bought every single type of goop oil treatment that you could find and just installed it. Just literally poured it into the crankcase. And I tried to figure out which one would work. So I would start out with like STP, good old stop those pistons. And I would dump that in there and run it with the oil and see what kind of smoke would come out. It's like this was my laboratory and I was learning. And you took your notes and figured out, well, okay, it burns a little bit of oil here. And sometimes like when the engine's cold or when the engine's warmer, it burns more. So I would do that, and then, of course, you'd run that like 3,000 miles, and then you dump the oil with this, at the STP in it, and then you'd put in something, you put in fresh oil with a bottle of like Stop Leak or whatever it is, or whatever this stuff was. I would put the motor honey. That was it. You throw in motor honey in there, and then you would do your tests and figure out what it was, figure out if that stuff was better. I think the motor honey was actually better than the STP, but I'm not sure. I don't remember because I lost the notes because this was a long time ago. But that's what I used to do. When you just realize, oh, the engine's burning oil, hey, this is an opportunity to learn about stuff off the shelf, because I have such a disdain for mechanics in a can. I don't believe it. I never did believe it, but I still buy them. Isn't it amazing? You still are drawn to them. You really want your heart of hearts for it to actually work. So it is my job to purchase all this crazy stuff and dump it in those oil burning engines, seeing what happens. The one I'm really looking forward to, and I'm looking forward to it in a sort of offhanded way, but the product I'm looking to use is the Blue Devil, the head gasket sealer. Now, mind you, I don't want to deal with a blown head gasket right now. Don't get me wrong. Not looking to do that. Not looking to go and jeopardize the head on my engine just so I could use the product. But it's just so intriguing that some of the crazy directions you have to follow. And I was told that you have to follow these directions to the letter, almost to the point of where you have to spin around in place and get a big vat of like eye of newt and wing of bat and stir and watch it boil. My pretty, you know, you have to, it's all this wacky stuff you have to do, all of these crazy directions, just to see if it can repair the head gasket. And I've talked to people that have used the product and it's actually worked. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Really? Mechanic in a can saved you all that money? It fixed the head gasket? I really want to try that out. Alrighty, we have a lot more of this longing and excitement coming your way when we come back. And first, the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. If you hear that clicking in the road, you know it's not a rock. If you picked up a nail in your tire, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Hey, what's that shiny thing sticking out of your tread? Oh boy, that's going to make your day when you go and grab it with a pair of pliers, pop it out, and psh, hear that first gush, oh boy, does that make you happy. Unless you're my wife and that you get these small little rivets stuck in your tire that you think is a nail and you think it's punctured and you go and pry it out. And of course, it was just between threads all along. She does that all the time. So she's not part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. But if it punctured your tire, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Keep it where you got it. Got a lot more of this mess. I'm Chris Switzer coming to you from the AutoZeum. This is Motormouth Radio. Like you didn't know?
No college degree and mid-career? Make a choice that can make a difference with the ITT Technical Institute near you. ITT Tech helps students develop skills and knowledge to pursue careers in promising fields. At ITT Tech, we offer programs of study including information technology, electronics technology, drafting and design, business, nursing, and the growing field of health sciences. To find out more about ITT Tech for yourself, just call 800-770-5440. That's 800-770-5440. Now, reduce the cost of education with the ITT Tech Opportunity Scholarship. We've always believed pursuing an education is a sound investment. And now, with the ITT Tech Scholarship, education could be in your future. 800-770-5440.
Credits are obligated transfer. For more information about all programs of study, occupations, on-time graduation rate, and median loan debt of students, placement rates, and other important info, please visit programinfo.itt-tech.edu.
ITT Tech. Education for the future. 800-770-5440.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-711-9813 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-711-9813 to take your call now. Call 800-711-9813. That's 800-711-9813. Again, 800-711-9813.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
No, this isn't Jay Leno's Garage Gone Bad. It's Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. Welcome back. I'm Chris Switzer, and we're coming to you from the Autoseum, Long Island's teaching museum, a fine, upstanding place. A lot of movie cars, a lot of passion here at the Autoseum. I can look out across the sprawling acreage of automobiles. It's really not an acreage, but it's good enough. But I mentioned an auto parts store that I don't want to even mention the name of it because of how wacky and strange it is. I'd like to leave those things to myself so I can keep going there and reporting back their crazy antics to you. But there is one auto parts store I do want to mention. It's called Mark's Auto Parts. It's out of East Granby, Connecticut. These guys are first rate. I want to give them a plug. And the reason being is because I needed a power steering pump for my Honda. I have a 91 Honda Accord that was giving me steering trouble. It had a jerky kind of steering behavior to it. It wouldn't turn. It wouldn't flow. It was almost like morning sickness. Remember the GM cars? A lot of the GM vehicles in the late 70s and early 80s had this kind of sort of jerky things with the steering wheel in the morning. And then once the car warmed up, it took about a minute or so, and then next thing you know, the steering wheel started to turn. They used to call it morning sickness. The power steering wasn't kicking in. It was kicking in, kicking out, and kicking in, and kicking out. So it really wasn't very good, and it wasn't very safe either. I took down a drain on the side of my house, one of the gutters, coming down, because here I am backing up with the Honda, and of course, I'm trying to turn the wheel and back up at the same time. It's not turning. I crash into the gutter. So I bent it back out, not a big deal, and the bumper got compounded because I just took some of the paint off the side of the house. No big deal. Nothing bad. But I said this, I had to fix this. This attention must be paid to this. I had to fix it. So I did some research. I found out that it's something that we just talked about in previous episodes of Motormouth Radio. The power steering system did require Honda fluid. So I realized I had to go out and get some of that. I don't know what was in the system when I bought the car. So I went out and got Honda fluid. It was packed away, conveniently stored on a shelf in a nice, cool, dry spot. But I didn't have the power steering pump. So I reached out via eBay and found one in Connecticut, which is not far. And they're power steering pumps for Hondas. I mean, we're not talking about hen's teeth here. We're talking about a part that's pretty readily accessible. So I found one that was a good price. And I reached out, made an offer. It was accepted. Well, it was accepted. The second offer was accepted. And I purchased it. I purchased it on Wednesday. The part was slated to show up this coming Tuesday. The part showed up on Friday. 2 days. When I was told that it was going to show up in less than a week, it showed up in 2 days. So kudos to Mark's Auto Parts for sending the part an exceptionally short amount of time. Very speedy delivery. I was very impressed. And I installed the part on Friday. I got it in there. And I filled up the system with the Honda fluid with the new pump, fired it up. Herky jerky motion was all gone. I was all ready to pull the rack down on this thing. I was all ready to flush the whole system. Didn't happen. What I did do was before I removed the old pump, I flushed the system. I pulled the return off the I guess you would say the low pressure return off the power steering pump and put it in a very handy receptacle, aka coffee can, and just pumped some of the fluid in there as I turned the wheel lock to lock. Was able to get a lot of the fluid out because I didn't know what was in there. I didn't know if it was transmission fluid. I didn't know if it was Honda fluid. I had no clue what it was. The only clue, actually, I did have was I found a container of transmission fluid in the trunk of the car when I purchased it. So I'm thinking, that could be a clue. But as luck would have it, the system was pretty much cleaned out. I would say 95% of the fluid was cleaned out. I replaced it with Honda fluid with the remanufactured or used or whatever it is. I don't care. It's working. But the pump is in there, and it was a real easy install. Nonetheless, I went together no problems, just like Hondas do. The only problems that I have with Hondas is you have to pull a lot of stuff out in order to get to wherever you're working. Now, even though the power steering pump is readily accessible on a 91 Honda, I still had to remove the cruise unit just to get all the hoses and everything out of the way to get at the reservoir, because the reservoir is separate from the pump. So I wanted to remove the reservoir and dump all the fluid out of that. I didn't want to use the turkey baster because basically my turkey baster stinks. All it does, it sucks in a thimble full of fluid, no matter what it is, and spits it out, literally little capfuls at a time. So I try very hard not to use the turkey baster. But kudos to Mark's Auto Parts in East Granby, Connecticut. Those guys were definitely Johnny on the spot. Had my part days earlier than I expected, and it was a good part. Working pump, worked really well, got it in the car, and I'm very pleased, very happy. It now steers. It's always a good thing when your car actually steers. So that looks like it. Burned another hour here at Motormouth Radio, coming to you from the Autozeum, Long Island's Teaching Museum, a vast amount of movie cars. You can find them all here. Please check them out, autozeum.org. Check them out online. And, of course, you can always check us out, too. We're motormouthradio.com. You can see our faces for radio as well. I'm Chris Switzer, manning the throne here for Motormouth Radio Central, and saying that we'll be back. We're coming back. Promise you. We'll be back next week, same time, same station, and we'll have a lot more of this tomfoolery coming your way. And remember to write us for the Motormouth Radio mailbag at motormouthradio@hotmail.com. Come on, what's the matter with you guys? I'm sure something's wrong with your car, so write us. We'll be able to answer the question right on the show. But of course, I always leave you with the best advice I love to give. Why? Because it's incredibly accurate. Don't follow us home. Have a good week. See ya.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.